Welcome back. Today we're building the engine of drum and bass, a layered kick and a layered snare in Ableton Live. Beginner-friendly, repeatable, mostly stock devices, and the goal is simple: weight, punch, and character without hunting for one magical perfect sample. Here's the big idea. Layering is like building a drum out of parts. One layer does the job of low end and body, another layer does the job of attack and definition, and sometimes a third layer gives vibe. Like air or a tiny room. If every layer tries to do everything, the drum gets messy fast. So we're going to layer with purpose. Before we touch any processing, set yourself up for success. Set your tempo to around 170 to 175 BPM. I'll pick 174. Create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack. And quick headroom rule. Keep your master comfortably below minus 6 dB while you're building. If you start loud, you'll end up making bad EQ and compression decisions, because everything sounds better when it's louder. Alright, let's start with the kick. We're going to use two layers. That's enough for most drum and bass kicks, and it keeps phase problems under control. First layer is kick low, the sub or thump. Think weight around 45 to 90 Hz. Second layer is kick top, the click or knock. Think definition around 2 to 6 kHz. In the drum rack, drop your kick low sample on C1. Now we need a second chain on the same pad for the top layer. Open the chain list for that pad, or right-click and extract chains if needed, and add another simpler. Drop your kick top sample into that simpler. In both simplers, set the mode to one shot. Turn warp off. That's important. For drum layering, we want consistent transients, not time stretching doing mystery stuff to our attack. Now do a fast volume-only balance pass. This is huge. Mute any defects you've added, or better yet, don't add any yet, and just set levels. Start both layers around minus 12 dB and then adjust. Your aim is to get 80% of the sound just with volume. Beginners tend to EQ and compress to fix what is really a fader problem. Once the balance feels decent, we'll shape each layer. On the kick low chain, add EQ 8. Do not automatically high pass this layer. This is your sub. Only high pass it if there's actual garbage rumble. Instead, listen for mud in the low mids. If it feels boxy or cloudy, make a gentle dip somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep it subtle. Then add saturator on the kick low. Set drive around 2 to 5 dB and turn soft clip on. What this does is add harmonics so the kick reads on smaller speakers. It's not about making it crunchy. It's about making the low end audible, not just felt. Now on the kick top chain, add EQ 8 and high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. We're carving out space so the top layer doesn't fight the low layer. If you need a bit more point, add a small boost around 3 to 5 kHz. Optionally, add drum bus to the top layer. Keep it tasteful. Drive maybe 2 to 6, and transient somewhere like plus 5 to plus 15. But careful. Too much and you get a plasticky tick instead of a solid click. Quick coaching note here, treat the filters like a puzzle, not a rule. While the beat is looping, move the high pass on the kick top. If you filter it and the kick suddenly loses size, you probably filtered too high, or your click layer actually contains some important low-mid knock. Back it off until it supports the low layer instead of gutting it. Now we do the part that makes layering actually work: alignment and phase. Zoom in on your kick waveforms. We care most about the first 10 to 30 milliseconds, the transient. If the initial spike doesn't happen at the same time in both layers, you'll lose punch. If one layer starts late because there's silence at the front of the sample, go into simpler and adjust, start to shave that silence off. Get both transients hitting together. Then do a quick phase check. Put utility on one of the layers, usually the top or the low, and try phase invert. Try left, then right, then both. Pick whichever gives you more solid low end. And here's the real world test. Put a utility on your master and set width to zero, so you're listening in mono. If your kick gets thin in mono, something's fighting. Fix it now, before you build the rest of the track on a weak foundation. Alright, kick is layered. Let's do the snare, and this is where DNB gets its identity. We'll use two or three layers. Snare body, the thump, usually around 180 to 250 Hz. Snare crack, the bite, usually around 2 to 5 kHz. Optional noise or room, for air and vibe, often living up in 6 to 12 kHz, sometimes with a tiny reverb. On D1 in the drum rack, drop your main snare sample, or directly build it from layers. Add additional chains on the same pad for body, crack, and optionally noise or room. In each simpler, one-shot mode, warp off, you start to tighten the transient, especially if the sample has a slow fade-in. DNB snare is usually one to speak fast. Now, again, Volume only balance pass before processing. Bring up the body until it feels solid, then slowly add the crack until it reads clearly through the mix. If you add noise, it should be barely noticeable when soloed, but missed when muted. That's a good sign you're using it correctly. Processing time. On the Sare body chain, at EQ 8, often it helps to low pass somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz to remove harsh fizz that belongs in the crack layer, not the body. If it sounds boxy, dip a bit around 400 to 700 Hz. Add saturator lightly, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive with soft clip-on. We are adding density, not destroying the tone. On the snare crack chain, at EQ 8 and high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. This keeps the crack from muddying the low mids. If it needs more bite, a small boost around 3 kHz can help, but don't overdo it. Too much here can get painful fast. If you want transient shaping, drum bus is an easy move. Add a little transients, like plus 10, but keep it controlled. Now the optional noise or room layer. This is very jungle friendly and it's also great for making a snare feel expensive without being loud. This audio version is shortened for playback.